5 consecutive nights of rioting in Stockholm have launched a national debate in Sweden on immigration, unemployment, and social inequality. About 30 cars were set on fire just yesterday, and rioters caused widespread damage to private property. Matthew French has more.
Though the exact motivation for the rioting is still not clear after 5 nights of unrest, there have been many suggestions, and Swedes have begun a national debate about immigration, unemployment, and social inequality. Police in the deprived, largely immigrant suburb of Husby shot a 69-year-old man dead last week after he reportedly threatened to kill them with a machete. Police said they tried unsuccessfully to negotiate with the man after learning a woman was inside the flat along with him. The founder of a local youth group explained to Swedish media the riots were a reaction to police brutality. Unlike other recent riots, looting has not been widespread, with the violence instead centred on schools, libraries and police stations. Most of the cars that have been set on fire have been normal family cars and vans, and not the high-end cars of the rich. On the first night of unrest, more than 100 cars were set ablaze. Local people have suggested the motive for the trouble was anger over the lack of jobs, while others have blamed poor parenting. There is a common assertion that the riots have not been motivated by an Islamist ideology. About 80% of the residents of the Stockholm suburb are either first or second generation immigrants, which has also opened the debate about immigration. Many have come from war-torn countries like Iraq, Somalia, the former Yugoslavia, Afghanistan and Syria. 15% of Sweden's population are immigrants, the highest of the Nordic countries. For Vatican Radio in Scandinavia, this is Matthew French reporting.